Hello and how are you guys? Welcome to this podcast titled Quit the Snoring. I know many of us are victims of this dreading habit and some of us suffer from have to sleep with those who snore loudly. Nevertheless, I have great news for you all. You can take your sleep back. Snoring is not just something people do. It is a symptom. Snoring is a manifestation of damage that caused by an underlying issue. So in today's episode we shall be discussing snoring, causes and amplifiers. As discussed above, snoring is a symptom. This is a symptom that a person can't breathe easily, so they appear as sounds. Are you not sleeping? So what could be causing these problems? Respiratory tissues are not the only ones responsible for this annoying problem. These factors are not gender. This is a problem that affects both men and women, but men are twice as likely to snore as women. Snoring factors are related to our health and lifestyle. These elements come in many combinations and include 1. Allergies often affect breathing. 2. Anti-allergy medications usually dry out moist sinuses. 3. Illnesses such as cold or flu can also make breathing difficult. 4. Scar tissue from nose surgery. 5. The total thickness of the tissues found in the sinuses. 6. Abusing nasal sprays can irritate the sinuses and airways. 7. Odor control substances. 8. Large almonds or almonds. 9. Goiter. 10. Excessive language. 11. Obesity thickens the neck and soft tissues. 12. Big boat. 13. Alcohol consumption. 14. Smoking. 15. Aging. Some of these problems affect men more than women, such as excessive girth in the stomach area. This is thought to be one of the reasons why men are generally more prone to snoring than women. Also, controlled substances, prescription, over-the-counter, or illegal drugs have been linked to side effects that lead to snoring, such as drying out the sinuses and relaxing the tissues in the back of the throat and airways. We have considered snoring and the impairment of body processes. We have also discussed the many problems that affect and can cause snoring. So we need to further investigate the issue to determine truly the detrimental effect that snoring has on a person's well-being. How about snoring? The whole concept of snoring is quite subversive. Here is the biggest risk. False snoring is harmless to most people. Snoring sounds harmless in a word, but that's the problem. The meaning of the word does not convey the true meaning of the action. When a person snores, the body no longer receives oxygen, so it has to breathe much harder to force the airways. Snoring simply means I can't breathe. Ask for help in the dark. Hence, because of this common perception about snoring, people do not believe that snoring is a serious problem and can cause health risks and emotional problems. This part of the episode discusses the severity of snoring and the many problems associated with snoring. The physical aspect of snoring. It is a change in perception so that people understand what snoring actually means. Dynamic transition of what snoring means. The risk of snoring cannot be overemphasized. Below is a short list of physical health problems associated with snoring. 1. Sleep apnea. 2. Heart disease. 3. Stroke. 4. Headache. 5. Cold sweat. 6. Gastric acid. 7. Swelling of the limbs. 8. Weakened immune system. 9. Hearing loss. Note that this is an abbreviated list. There are many physical problems associated with snoring. These problems are not specific to adults, and neither is snoring, since snoring affects all ages and genders. Everyone is vulnerable to the many dangerous effects of snoring. Let's take a closer look at one of the most serious problems associated with snoring. Deep sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is a silent killer that strikes in the dark when a person is most vulnerable, that is. This alone should be enough for the snorer or caregiver to find a solution. Find a way to relax while you sleep so that your breathing doesn't stop completely. The term apnea is derived from the ancient Greek word for absence of breath. Sleep apnea is a precursor to choking. The correlation between snoring and sleep apnea is direct. In fact, snoring is just another word for sleep apnea. When snoring is caused by tissue blocking the airways, it is shortness of breath. With the vibration of the barrier tissue, the sound associated with snoring senses this blockage and vibrates with the breathing body with a sense of urgency. Sleep apnea is when breathing stops. Snoring is when you need to inhale hard enough to open a blockage in your body. The correlation is simple. Sleep apnea does not have to be fatal to negatively affect a person's health. Breathing brings oxygen into the body, travels to the lungs and then into the blood, where the oxygen travels to all parts of the body. Sleep apnea means not breathing. If we don't breathe, our body doesn't have oxygen. You have to live and work as best you can. The lack of oxygen causes an imbalance in the blood flow, resulting in an excess of carbon dioxide. Too much carbon dioxide in the body creates a toxic condition that can lead to brain damage, heart disease, or stroke. The emotional side of snoring. Snoring doesn't really only affect people who snore. Anyone close to someone who snores more or less seriously understands this. The impact that snoring has on those around you is just as important as the health risks involved. People who snore. Running motorcycles or other burning devices can keep your partner from falling asleep. Loud snoring can destroy an entire house every night. This should begin to open up a wide range of issues that can arise as a result of snoring, even if you're in the same building. Anyone who snores or sleeps with someone in the same room or shares a wall knows that trying to get a deep, restful night's sleep is an exercise in futility. A person who snores in such a situation, it's thinking you don't know or can't do anything about it. Here are some examples of emotional disturbances because of snoring. 1. Lack of sleep can cause depression or anxiety. 2. Divorce. 3. Evicting a tenant for harassment. 4. Life partners or neighbors struggling with sleep disorders. 5. Poor performance at work leads to unemployment due to lack of sleep. 6. Sleep disorders, short and long-term memory problems. 7. Lack of compassion for snoring patients. These are just a few of the many emotional issues associated with snoring. The effects of the sound are far-reaching and devastating to those exposed to it. Underlying each of these emotional states is the mental state associated with snoring and the person experiencing it. Emotional states caused by snoring include 1. Fatigue. 2. Frustration. 3. Resentment. 4. Anger. 5. Force. 6. Fear. 7. Hopeless. 8. Low self-esteem. 9. Raving. It's not hard to see how sleep deprivation can affect a person's behavior, especially if it's related to someone else's snoring. Observation can quickly lead to a loss of compassion for snoring. So, how to deal with snoring? There are many schools of thought and many approaches to hump relief, which will be discussed shortly. But first, we will discuss the surgical method and why it should not be the first choice. This is the end for this episode. Hope you are ready to take your sleep back. Thanks for listening. Bye.